Hi, and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that, we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast consists of audio blogs, which have been published on our website. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? How you can do effective pre-dive checks on a busy dive boat. If you've spent time on dive boats, then you will have seen pre-dive checks carried out. At one end of the spectrum, you may have seen a full, deliberate, methodical sequence between two well-trained dive buddies. At the other end, you may have seen just an okay signal to the skipper from a blasé diver before they roll off the boat and descend in the hope that their buddy is following. So why do divers not do thorough checks all the time? Among other things, we are constantly trying to balance various pressures and influences to achieve safe outcomes. We're also subject to outcome bias. Things have never gone wrong before, therefore what I am doing must be fine. In this context, a diver may have never had a problem before despite not doing checks, so why waste time doing checks now? I work on a dive boat and see these sort of things every trip, especially when the boat is full. These include time pressure, maybe due to incoming weather, peer pressure, people don't ask questions for fear of looking stupid, distractions such as noise or a rolling sea, lack of space, busy dive boats or crowded places, blasé approach to equipment risks. This is often influenced heavily by outcome bias and overconfidence or complacency. I've done 300 dives. I'm not a beginner. There is plenty of evidence to show that regardless of experience, checks or checklists help with making good decisions and therefore help with improving diving safety. What checks should we do in the first place? I firmly recommend that by the time you're in the water, you've gone through a set of pre-dive checks with your buddy that you have both been trained in and understand. By using a checklist you're both familiar with, you are far less likely to miss something. Problems arise when we have a buddy we don't know, or has been trained by a different agency, or hasn't dived in ages and has forgotten the checks, etc. Bottom line, regardless of what checks we use, it is vital to know that our equipment is working properly, and equally as vital for our buddy to know how to help us if things go wrong. When and how should we do these checks? It is best to run through checks with a buddy immediately before getting in the water to make sure that both sets of kit work and we're both wearing it properly. In reality, the logistics and pressures associated with dive boats mean this may be quite difficult. To help alleviate time pressure and distractions when you get to the dive site, use the time beforehand at the shop, before you leave the dock or on the way out there to learn about each other's kit, especially if you've been paired up with someone you've only just met. How do you inflate their wing or suit? Where are the dump valves? How do you release their weights in an emergency? The more you know, the easier it is to help each other. By doing this, we mitigate a lot of the logistical problems and distractions that arise when everyone is in a rush at the dive site. This way, if we do find ourselves having to do final checks on our own, we know our buddy knows how to help us. We just need to go through these final checks to make sure everything works and is in the right place. Note that breaking up checks and not having someone go through them with us does make us more prone to error, but given a situation like this, it may be the best we can do. Who is involved? As well as buddy pairs checking each other, it's pretty useful for the dive master, DM, to know how to help their customers if problems arise. I was working as the DM a few months ago with a customer who had an I3BCD, which uses a unique lever system for inflation and deflation. If I hadn't talked to them beforehand, I wouldn't have had a clue how to inflate it in an emergency. DMs aren't immune to things going wrong. If, as a DM, you don't have a specific buddy, make sure people at least know how to inflate your wing and suit and how to release your weights if you become incapacitated. On a charter boat, it is generally the DM's responsibility to encourage people to do checks and indeed set the example by visibly doing their own, ideally with a buddy. People will follow what you do, not what you say. As the DM or the dive leader, show that checks are for everyone, not just for novices. Summary. While the chances of something going wrong during a dive are slim, those chances increase dramatically if we don't do pre-dive checks. Nobody is immune from error, including DMs and instructors, despite what our cognitive biases may tell us. Dive boats can be busy places, and it's often impossible to do a thorough set of checks with a buddy just before getting in the water. Use the time at the dive shop, at the dock, or on the boat on the way out to learn about your buddy's kit. When we then find ourselves separated from our buddy and under pressure to get in the water, at least we know that our buddy knows how our kit works. We can then go through our own checks methodically to be in a better position to achieve a favorable outcome. In a perfect world, there would be no distractions, plenty of time, and our equipment would always work. In reality, this is not the case. Whenever we go diving, there will always be things competing for our attention and prioritization in a limited time window. Pre-dive checks are just one of those things. Consider on the boats you dive from how you can make it easier to do checks, and indeed what else you can do to make the diving safer for everyone. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.